So happy it's Thursday. Welcome. It's ESPN 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. There are five of us crammed into this little studio, but only four mics. And we will find out if that's a good idea or not later on. We have with us from Cornerstone, Chris Meacham. He is the president of CEO of Cornerstone Wealth Management, as well as his son and bodyguard, Ryan Meacham, who is the business development manager. They're going to tell us all about investments and, frankly, how investments have changed in the last few years. They're a family office here in San Diego and have access to some incredible investment deals. So, guys, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Ryan. David, appreciate it.
And repeat offender, Miles Hubers.
It's me.
How you doing, Miles? Good to have you back. Miles Hubers is a lender extraordinaire. He has done thousands and thousands of loans. He's going to talk to us all about no-ratio loans and FHA Access, which you can get into a home for half a percent?
Half of 1% down, yes.
Half of 1% down.
Yeah, wow, this FHA open access, no-doc, no-ratio thing seems to be coming back.
Yeah, lending's loosening a little bit. Finally, huh?
So, yeah, absolutely.
Right out of the gates, Miles, what's today's rate?
Tricky question. Depends, of course, on your credit score and the loan amount. 3.5% on a 30-year fixed.
3.5%.
Yeah.
So if you've got a loan for 4%, you should look into refinancing.
Yeah, right now. I think if you're over 4%, you can look at refinancing. And, of course, there's no point, no cost loans, too, where we can pay for all the closing costs. So if you're above 4%, it makes sense to take a look at it.
You know, what I'm hearing a lot out there on the streets are the people that think that they can't do it that actually can, you know?
Yeah, you know, I think we're going to talk a little bit about HARP. The Home Affordability Refinance Program, HARP 2.0, came out in November, and you could be upside down, up to 200% upside down today.
So yeah, there's a lot of programs out there that are really trying to think outside the box when it comes to getting people these loans,
absolutely,
keeping them in their house.
And, you know, some people think they don't have equity, so they can't refinance. So that's one of the main reasons, and some people have bad credit, and you can fix your credit also.
Ahead of us today on the show, the Cornerstone guys, Chris and Ryan Meacham, are going to explain to us exactly what a multifamily office is. Tell us a little bit, as I mentioned, about how the investment world has changed through the economic downturn. And additionally, they have access to some really, really unique investment strategies and opportunities that are out there that not everybody has access to. As I mentioned, Miles is going to do a little bit with this no-ratio loan. You can go out and get a loan with no tax returns. And we're also going to have Tiffany Hazelar on the show to talk about bankruptcy. And is bankruptcy really a deal breaker with respect to your credit report?
She comes in and advises us about credit and stuff like that. But you touched on something. You know, Chris Meacham at Cornerstone has opportunities that normally people don't have access to. Why is that, Ryan?
Well, I don't know, but well, I'm confident that Chris knows, and I'm anxious to find out. So let's start, Chris. What is a multifamily office? What does that mean?
Well, family offices, let me give you a little history. Family offices started with the mega wealthy, the Kennedys, the Vanderbilts, the Rockefellers, and the goal there was to bring in house the experts, the bankers, the investment advisors, the CPA, the attorney. And then they would manage all of the financial affairs. Well, you've got to have, you know, a lot of money, billions of dollars to do that. And so these multi-family offices grew out of that. And now you can really get access to that same kind of sophisticated strategy, exclusive type of investments through what's called a multi-family office. There are two kinds, ones that do everything in-house. They bring all their people in-house, CPAs, attorneys, bankers, investment advisors, et cetera. Or those that outsource. We outsource all of that. Therefore, we can bring it into a much lower level you know, 10 million, 20 million and up, as opposed to having 100, 200 million, which is typical for the multifamily office that does it in-house.
I can see that. So you're taking a, let's say, scenario that only made sense for the mega wealthy to
right.
go out and employ all these sophisticated financial advisors to do something with their money, and you're bringing it down to, let's say, the layman, if you will, and allowing the same level of service to the average person out there with some money to invest.
Exactly.
Got it. And is there an investment minimum we're talking about?
Yeah, for a family, really for the kind of the family office approach, you generally need $10 million for what we do, $10 million, north of $10 million. We do try to bring the same sophistication on the investment portfolio, not necessarily the strategies, tax or income tax, estate tax, insurance kind of strategies. Those really remain more with those north of $10 million. But even if you've got $500,000 to $1 million or up, we bring those same kind of opportunities from an investment standpoint, the sophisticated investment approach, to those type of clients as well. You can access them.
We talked a little bit about how the investment world has changed with respect to the economic downturn. And I think Ryan actually mentioned to me the amount of money you had to have invested to make $1,000 5 years ago, as opposed to the amount of money you had to have invested today to make $1,000. And it was a staggering number.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting. If 5 years ago I wanted to make $1,000 over a 12-month period, I'd have to invest $22,000 in the average money market account. Just take the average money market account. Today, 5 years later, if I want to earn $1,000 over the next 12 months, I've got to invest in the average money market account $3.3 million.
Wow.
So the world has changed dramatically
right,
in that
right.
respect.
Well, I don't
We're
know.
It's not offering the rate of return anymore. It's just not there.
Well, it's elsewhere.
Now, that's the bad news.
Oh.
Miles is going to tell us about the good news, which is the, you know, all of the reduced rates on borrowing, which has made real estate investing, whether you own a house and you want to finance it, or from our perspective, the last 4 or 5 years have been a really fantastic time to invest in real estate, partially because of the opportunities after 2008 and partially because of the low interest rates. So if you're trying to earn money in a money market account, it's very bad news. If you're mm-hmm. trying to buy and borrow, it's a great time.
Great time. Yeah, you can't have one without the other, right? I mean, that's kind of the way it goes.
Yeah, what he said was perfect. In many instances, it's cheaper to own than rent, plus the tax deductions.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that are buying houses for $250,000 and their payment's like $1,000 a month tax
mm-hmm.
deductible,
mm-hmm.
where if they rented it would be $1,700 a month non-tax mm-hmm. deductible.
Absolutely.
And like I said, like VA, for example, is no money down, right? And FHA is only 3.5%. You know, percent down. So it's a wonderful opportunity to buy.
Yeah, it's really swung, hasn't it? I mean, it used to be 5 or 6 years ago, you bought a property, it wouldn't cash flow, right? I mean, now you buy a property, it makes sense to actually own it. For a long time, it was great to be the renter.
Yeah.
Because you were the one that was actually making money because the home was depreciating in value and the homeowner was kind of stuck on the mortgage there. But now things have changed a lot and we're seeing a big recovery in that area.
Yeah, well, you two are both realtors, and on houses below $500,000, there's not a lot of inventory. There's multiple offers.
It's absolutely insane right now under the $500,000 mark. There's just no inventory out there.
I would imagine your clients have concerns with some of the investments they go into. I mean, as anybody would. What are some of the biggest worries your clients have?
Well, our current clients really, we try to get them to a point where they don't have any worries.
Okay.
And I would say probably the biggest worry just in general is the uncertainty with the investment world today. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's uncertainty in what our government is doing. There's uncertainty as to, you know, where the market's going, what's going to happen to interest rates, where's inflation going to go. So we try to address those concerns with our clients through a very sophisticated and very diverse approach to investing. And I guess if we had one mandate for our clients, it's they want to sleep at night. They don't want to have to worry.
That's important. Mm-hmm. And diversify, I think, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and diversification, when we talk about it, it's very different than what other investment advisors might talk about. It's not just diversification within stocks and bonds. It's diversifying across many, many
mediums. I can see that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we are live here with Chris and Ryan Meacham of Cornerstone, as well as Miles Huber. And Miles is telling us going right now, if you have a rate of over 4%, you need to call the helpline. If you're interested in some of the unique investment opportunities that we are going to go through, the helpline number is 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. 855-251-2593. When we come back, we are going to talk specifics on some of these investment deals you guys have the exclusive opportunity to. And Tiffany Hazelar with Dedicated Credit Repair is going to discuss how bankruptcy, is it really a deal breaker on your credit report?
Might be.
She's going to tell us when we come back. Welcome back. So happy it's Thursday. ESPN Radio, 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White, in studio. Chris Meacham and Ryan Meacham with Cornerstone Wealth Management. Gentlemen, thanks again for being here with us.
No, thank you.
As well as Miles Hubers, loan officer extraordinaire. 4% is the magic number. If you've got an interest rate of over 4%, you need to start thinking about that. Okay, on the line, Tiffany. Tiffany Hazelar with Dedicated Credit Repair. Tiffany, what can you tell us about bankruptcy and one's credit report?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me back. Bankruptcy is one of those fun little animals that creeps into our lives sometimes unexpectedly. And when we're looking at a bankruptcy on a credit report, oftentimes what will end up happening is a consumer will be unsure about how it's going to affect them in the long run. So just understanding that bankruptcies stay on your credit report, generally speaking, for 10 years, but not to be afraid of that, because ultimately, although you may lose a couple hundred points off of your FICO.
A couple hundred?
A couple hundred points. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
It is. It is a lot. But you can actually rebound really quickly from a bankruptcy, and a lot of times we see that a consumer will have another 100 points added to their FICO score within 6 months after the bankruptcy.
Interesting.
Wow, so it's not the end-all. Sounds like there's some solutions out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can definitely start working to dispute any trade line that was included within the bankruptcy or listed under the bankruptcy. As long as it has a zero balance next to it on the credit report, it has an 80% chance of removal through our program.
80% chance.
Are you still offering free enrollment in Dedicated Credit Repair's Easy Pay system?
We are.
That's Tiffany Hazelar, Dedicated Credit Repair, the helpline, 888-551-2593. Again, that's the number, 888-551-2593. Free enrollment in Dedicated Credit Repair's Easy Pay program. Thanks a lot, Tiffany.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Chris, when we were in the break there, we were kind of rehashing the show, and you know, you threw out that number of $10 million. That's a big number.
That's a big one.
Family office, but seems like you do have another program for all us lay commoners that maybe only have half a mil laying around under the bed. Is that kind of how does that program work?
Yeah, for those north of $10 million, it's a very comprehensive approach. The investment strategy is sophisticated, and you're investing directly into the investments. If you've got a half a million to a million, up to $10 million, we can also bring on from an investment standpoint the same level of sophistication that our $20-30 million client has. It's in a pooled approach, but you still get the same investments opportunities. So if you got a half $1 million, you can still access it.
For some of these premium investments, they require a minimum.
And, yeah, they do.
Right.
So right. And if you've only got $1 million and it requires a half million to $1 million minimum, you don't want to put all your money there. But if you're part of a pooled approach, then we can get you access to that. And,
so let's hear some examples of what I can do with my half $1 million pooling with a variety of other people. What are some of these unique investment opportunities that Cornerstone has access to?
Yeah, and that's the thing that makes us very different, I think, than most investment advisors. This is where we spend most of our time. Most of our clients have more than 50% of their money in these private, more exclusive kind of investments. Let me give you an example of a couple. After 2008, we significantly increased our allocation to real estate. We saw a tremendous opportunity. Prices were down. There were desperate sellers. There were no buyers. So we stepped in and purchased real estate at the time. One example, there was an office building in Denver that in 2009 we purchased all cash, very comfortable that we could hold it for as long as we needed to. Well, the market has bounced back, and we were able to sell out of that and return a very handsome profit to our investors. One that we've done here locally that's kind of fun is a company called Elliptigo. And it is a combination of an indoor elliptical that you would see at the gym, combined with a bank, I'm sorry, with a bike that you would ride outside. And so they've created this, and we were part of the initial round of funding for them. And they're now out on the streets. They're selling these things locally. They're selling them throughout the nation. They're selling them in Europe. And I believe they're going to be very, very successful, and it's a great, great story for San Diego.
Well, so let's back up a second, because this is a real estate show. Tell me a little about this deal in Denver. I mean, anybody can buy a building and sell a building. That's not all that unique. But you were able to buy it at some amount of discount, I suspect, because there was a note that had to be purchased. Is that right? And you're able to pool people's money
cash, right?
To buy
cash.
The note.
That's right.
And so how did that work? How did that play out?
Yeah, we worked with a group. We worked with several different real estate groups. This one in particular is out of Phoenix. They saw an opportunity actually in Denver. They bought it, believe it or not, it was like $34, $35 a foot, which is
what they paid for it.
That's what they paid for.
Wow.
And so, what is the going? I mean, I don't have any idea with Denver. What's the going rate in Denver? How much of a discount is that?
Well, at the time, I know that there were others selling well over $100 a foot. Mm-hmm. And certainly prior to 2008, you'd get significantly north of that.
So at least two-thirds off.
Yeah, 65% off.
Yeah.
And were you buying the note or the building?
In this case, they actually bought the building.
They bought the building.
They
okay.
did. But they had other situations where you buy the note and you buy it at a severe discount. If the borrower ends up paying off the note, you make a handsome return. Mm-hmm. If they don't, you take the property back, you own it, and can make a very handsome return.
So the building was owned by the bank when you bought it?
Correct.
So got it. So the building was foreclosed on.
Yes.
And they were offering it kind of an exclusive deal that you took advantage of, where you could buy it at essentially 35% of what it is worth, and you're able to hold on to it. And I mean, that really is the crux, being able to buy the stuff at such a low valuation that you can really take advantage of when you pool the money.
Absolutely.
Well, also, in every market, someone's losing and someone's winning, right? If you've got the cash, what you guys are sitting up there doing is watching what's going on, so that when you see an opportunity, you can seize that and then ensure that your investors are making that return.
Well, cash is king in desperate times. Exactly. So if you've got the cash, which we did, you can take advantage of it. Another example, this one was really even more severe. A group that was buying broken subdivisions. So you had lots that a developer had prepared. They put in the roads, curbs, gutters. Everything was ready to build a house on. And 2008 hit. Bank takes it back. These lots that used to sell for $100 to $150, $150,000 a lot, we were buying at $5 to $15,000 a lot, 10 cents on the
Yeah, there was
the
a
dollar.
Lot of broken neighborhoods out there, even in San Diego County.
And now they're selling for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a lot. So you
and
can
where were these?
These are throughout California, kind of secondary markets.
Okay.
And some in Oregon, some in Nevada.
Got it. Mm-hmm. We are on with Chris and Ryan Meacham with Cornerstone Wealth Management and Miles Hubers. And Chris is going through some of the unique investment opportunities that are commonly only available to Cornerstone because they're able to collect so much money, pool it, and utilize that as a leverage tool to get these deep discounts. I have on my list here something about backing concerts.
Yeah, this was an interesting one a while back that and we see a lot of different investments, whether it's and oftentimes, most of the time, these are brought to us by our clients to take a look at. So whether it's an investment in a concert deal, we had another client who brought to us this was a while back, these vacuum cleaners that go throughout the house, and it was a deal that he had looked at. So the idea being that these kind of investments we can help our clients if they have an interest in, or if a client comes to us and says, I just want something very, very unique, something like the Elliptico or something just totally out of the ordinary.
Is that venture capital-esque?
Yeah, exactly. And we always tell our clients, listen, when you go into an investment like this, you have got to be prepared to lose everything. If you can't lose everything, then
go
don't
big or
do
go home.
Go big or go home. And in some cases, they lose everything. And in other cases, we've had experiences where they've gone big and things have done extremely well. So that's kind of your risk money. That's, mm-hmm. You're not putting half your money in those type of investments.
Well, I think one of the important distinctions here is that you don't simply have access to the mutual funds or the stocks or the bonds that we would think the average wealth manager has access to. Although you do that, but in addition, you've got access to all these non-traditional investments. And in those items is really where I see the best value to get the deep discounts and then resell at market value. I mean, I think that's the most unique aspect of Cornerstone.
Absolutely. And when you've got that many different investments, you can always buy into opportunity like we have with real estate over the last few years. You can always sell out of strength, and that's the idea. You keep your risk and volatility low through the diversification, but you increase your returns by being able to, you know, sell high and buy into opportunity.
When we come back, I'm going to have this Cornerstones guy go through one or two more examples of these unique investments they have access to. And Miles Hubers is going to tell us how to buy a house with only 0.5% down.
Welcome back to ESPN 1700. You're live with
Ryan White
and Big Mac David McKelvin on ESPN 1700. We are here with Chris Meacham and bodyguard Ryan Meacham, a.k.a. Son, with Cornerstone Wealth Management, talking about what the elite are offered in terms of the premium investments that are out there when you've got more than $10 million. We're also here with Miles Hubers, known for closing over $3 billion in loans a couple years in a row, right? So you've done it. You've been there. You've seen most of what's going on. You're here to talk to us a little bit about the banks and what they're doing in terms of opening up their guidelines. And also, you mentioned earlier that if you've got an interest rate for more than 4%, that you should reach out and touch base. You can call them directly at 858-735-4323. Again, Miles Hubers at 858-735-4323. That's the number. This guy does loans. But really, you know, we're still talking with Cornerstone about what the investments are out there.
Yeah, there's at least one or two more unique investments that I wanted to have Cornerstone go through. And we were talking about a few over the break. What else is it you guys have access to?
One of the things people are really looking for now is yield. They want to make money while they wait. So, if you can get 8, 9, 10, 11% current cash flow while you're waiting for the economy to come back, that's great, rather than just buying into something hoping that someday you get a payoff. So there's a couple of areas. First of all, real estate. We've done quite a bit in apartments. We've doing some in the commercial area that are generating some good cash flow. One of the interesting opportunities that we are also seeing and investing in is what I guess I'd call a private bank opportunity. Banks aren't lending like they used to, certainly, 6 years ago. And so there are a lot of good people who need to borrow money for whatever reason, and the banks just won't lend to them. So these folks have stepped in, and they are lending at very, very handsome rates to the investor on collateralized, good borrowers. And so that's an area that we're taking advantage of, and you can generate a nice yield north of 10% in a very safe way.
So are you, in a roundabout way, talking about being the money behind the hard money lending that's going on out there?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Presumably that 8, 9, 10% comes with a high level of security, not an overly risky investment. That seems like a really good way to go.
That's correct.
Potentially secured by the asset,
secured
not
by
necessarily
the
secured
always,
by
yes.
The traditional underwriting guidelines. For example, hard money may be that they don't look at someone's income. Maybe they look the other way when it comes to credit, but the interest rates and return is much higher.
Yes.
So to take advantage of any of these unique investment opportunities, you need to talk with Cornerstone Wealth Management. Chris and Ryan Meacham are our guys over there. The helpline number, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593, Cornerstone Wealth Management. And speaking of just exactly how much the lenders aren't lending, Miles, tell us about your no-ratio loans.
Well, I think when he was talking about not lending, he's talking about business loans and hard money loans for
right.
startup companies and that kind of loan. Not
yeah, I mean, there are some
financing.
Investments that
yeah.
banks just won't touch these days.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it depends on, for example, we're in a big military town. You know, it's VA lending is no money down and no mortgage insurance. So if you're a veteran, that's an unbelievable program. And like we said, FHA open access. Normally, FHA is the Federal Housing Administration. Is only 3.5% down. Now, the FHA open access is only 0.5% down. Okay,
yeah.
so that's
yeah.
how little you can put down today.
Yeah. And well, this is incredible. I am a veteran, right? So what you're really saying is, and there's a lot of us out there that may not think that they can get a home these days, but, you know, there's a a lot of news about how the marketplace is improving. So I don't know many people that wouldn't prefer to own, especially if their rent is more than it would cost if they owned. And I think with all the new programs out there that it may make sense to buy.
Well, you tell me, you're the realtor. I think it is. I think real estate was up 13% in the last 12 months in San Diego, right?
Well, I've noticed a lot of the investment groups that we're working with are actually, you know, the cheese is being moved because of the fact that there's no inventory out there, that they're fighting for the inventory that never hits the market. They're fighting for the properties that are actually down at the courthouse steps that are being auctioned, if there are any, because, you know, they've been doing this for a long time. And what we're seeing is a lot of the people that are here are moving out of state because the returns have been so good that homeowners are holding their properties off the market because of the fact that homes are going up in value, so we've got a shortage of inventory again. And there's just a tremendous amount of buyers out there that are working for those homes that are under $500,000 right now.
And there are a lot of investors that are buying that are not owner-occupied.
Well, you know, but the investor, you know, a lot of times what the investor does is they'll buy them, they'll fix them up, and they'll return them to the market. So it's not necessarily an inventory issue with the investor, but, you know, it obviously drives the price up to a point where some people can't afford them. But when we're really, you know, talking about the underwriting guidelines that are happening right now, I think a lot of people don't realize that they qualify, but they actually may.
Well, we mentioned earlier HARP, the Home Affordability Refinance Program, that you could be up to 200% upside down and still refi.
Incredible.
Yeah. Now, there's a website called ICanKeepMyHome.com that explains the HARP program. Now, that's HARP 2.0. And that means your loan has to be serviced by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. Now, Congress is talking about HARP 3.0 right now, and that's supposed to be out shortly. It's not approved in Congress yet, but that would be any mortgage that's upside down. Because most Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loans are maxed around $700,000. Mm-hmm. So those kind of programs, you're upside down. Those programs also are keeping their people in their houses. They might have been at 7%, and now they're refinancing to 3.5%. So instead of going into foreclosure, they continue to keep their home so it doesn't go in the market.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I tell you what, you say a lot of things, like you say jumbo, you say FHA, you say VA, you say no ratio, you say HARP 0.2. You say these things that are quite frankly confusing, even to me, having been a loan officer 10 years ago, now selling real estate. I mean, there's just so much to know in this changing environment that, you know, I would look to someone like yourself to really be the one who says, you know, here's the situation that you're in. You need to do this in order to be better off in the future.
Yeah, I think if you paint your portfolio to us, your picture, you know, we know what you're looking to buy, how long you're going to live there. If you're looking for an interest-only loan, if you're looking to put less money down, if you're looking for an income property, we're pro-consumer, so we shop multiple banks. So we're pro-consumer, not pro-bank.
We're live here with Miles Huber, loan officer extraordinaire. The helpline, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. He says that if you've got a rate of 4% or more, you need to start thinking about refinancing. Again, that's the number, 888-551-2593.
And really, to elaborate on that, you mentioned if you're upside down, there's possibility of refinancing even still, which frankly blows my mind. So tell me more about that.
Yeah, well, that's a new executive order. And once again, I mentioned a website where DeMarco, the head of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they passed this in November that you could be upside down as long as you're current on your payment and still refinance.
Mm-hmm.
That's called HARP 2.0.
Well, you know, I know we talked a little bit the last time you were on,
yep.
Right? And we talked a little bit about this Wish loan, which came and went, right?
Yeah.
So these programs that are out there are not always going to be out there.
It ran out of money, and there might be money again on the Wish loan, but now they have the FHA open access, and that's really for people that are really kind of the lower income people. For example, it's about 120% of the median income per zip code.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like the higher income brackets in San Diego, the maximum you can make is $86,000. Mm-hmm. So if you make less than $86,000, you qualify. Instead of putting 3.5% down, mm-hmm. you can only put a half of 1% down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's real equivalent to the Wish loan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hit that one more time. Only half a percent down.
Half a percent down.
And the 3% comes from where?
From Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam. Do I have to pay it back?
No. It's forgivable.
So it's a gift.
Yes.
Truly half a percent down with certain income requirements, of course.
Yes. You can't make more than $86,000.
I'm a skeptic. I don't know what to say other than the fact that I hear these programs out there, and a lot of times I'm just like, yeah, right. I mean, you got to win the lottery to get this sort of thing. And, you know, in fact, you know, they had that Wish loan. Obviously, some people got it, and now it's, you know, it's no longer available. But if you have any questions, because like me, you're thinking to yourself, is it possible that this could be happening, that I could get a loan? Give Miles Hubers a call directly. Call him at 858-735-4323. This is the guy that I go to when I'm working with a client that I don't necessarily fits in that perfect box. I mean, you're the guy to go to. In fact, we should probably send all of our loans to you. Well,
I've
you?
Got hundreds of loan officers to help, too. I'm not single-handed. Dave, the one thing you mentioned earlier, remember that what got us in trouble was the stated income loan where people could put no money down? Well, they have a similar loan that's back today, but it's called no ratio. But what's nice about it is it goes to $5 million. So it's for self-employed people that have 30% down with good credit. So that's called the no ratio loan, and that's a really new, exciting program for the higher-end client.
Well, when we come back, I'd like to dive into that self-employed loan, because a lot of people that are self-employed out there, their tax returns are not exactly showing that they're making the kind of money that they have to make those payments. So when we come back, we're going to dive into the self-employed, figure out exactly what that no ratio loan is all about.
If you are considering a short sale or letting your home go to foreclosure, please listen carefully. There are laws in place to protect you and ways that you can get out of a bad real estate situation completely unharmed in almost every single case. But here's the important thing. Time is of the essence. I will help you 100% free on how to handle a short sale or foreclosure on your home while eliminating the damage done to your wallet. But I need you to call as soon as possible so we have all potential options available to you. Okay, this is the key. Call 888-888-0154. It's 888-888-0154, and just leave a message with your contact info and brief synopsis of the situation. That's it. It won't cost you a dime, but could save you a bundle. I don't want you to become one of those horror stories I hear about every day from people who didn't call me until it was too late. I'm doing it for free because it's my job. Let me do my job. Call 888-888-0154 right now for all the information you need to do what's best for you and your family with regard to your real estate. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Hi, Mr. Credit here. I can't tell you how excited I am to have Bruce McPherson with Security One Lending as a regular guest on the show and my go-to guy for reverse mortgages. Listen, if you're 62 years or older and you own a home, whether you have a mortgage or not, chances are you can benefit from one of today's HECM reverse mortgage options. Just call Bruce McPherson at 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. You can just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Over the past 9 years, Bruce has really earned his reputation as an honest, ethical reverse mortgage advisor, and he's someone I genuinely trust, and you can too. Don't let old myths about reverse mortgages keep you from calling to get the facts. Today's government-insured HECM reverse mortgages are incredibly flexible, whether you need money now or just want to be prepared for the future. Call your local expert, Bruce McPherson, today and get all the answers you need for free. 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. Or just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Have you been selected for an audit by the IRS? Do you owe the IRS money and want to find a way to settle your account as quickly and easily as possible? Hi, Mr. Credit here. Listen, I had the IRS come knocking on my door over $600, which I didn't even owe them as it turns out. I know how scary this stuff can be. The good news is I know exactly what to do. My tax attorney, Jeffrey Kahn, is board certified and works only on tax-related issues. He understands how the IRS works and how to make the most of each situation. And get this, mention Mr. Credit when you call and get a free consultation and a tax resolution plan, $500 value, absolutely free. Call Jeffrey Kahn today at 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829 today and get these tax issues behind you as quickly as possible. 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829.
It's time! Don't wait another minute. Order your roses for Valentine's Day. Hey, it's the coach, and you need to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, and I mean today. Before it's too late, remember to wow her this year. Never settle for less. 1-800-Flowers.com is the absolute only way I send roses for Valentine's Day. Amazing quality and value. And have I got a special just for you? 2 dozen romantic roses for only $29.99. That's a full bouquet of 24 beautiful roses, just $29.99. You can't beat this anywhere. But this offer from 1-800-Flowers.com is only available until today at midnight, so you must order right now. Do not wait. You only have one shot to wow her this Valentine's Day. For this great offer, and other great Valentine's offers, go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter COACH. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter COACH. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention COACH.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Our long national nightmare, also known as National Signing Day, is finally over. Is there anything in Americana that means less, that receives more attention? For all the hours of television and the millions of so-called recruiting reports that are issued, college football recruiting is little more than guesswork. Basketball recruiting is also guesswork, just not to the same degree. And yet, there are a bunch of teenagers surrounded by adoring sycophants telling a breathless world where they are going to college as if world peace depended on their decision. And you wonder why athletes act spoiled and immature and can't make an important decision on their own? You wonder why so many ex-athletes can't figure out what to do with their lives if they don't get a job in coaching or in TV? As the slogan on some networks says, it all starts on National Signing Day. It certainly does. I'm John Feinstein.
Replace. Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safe Light emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
I wanted to be in the military since I was a kid.
I served a total of 16 years.
And at 19 years old, that's the first time I ever saw somebody die.
Coming back, I was raging.
I started having pretty horrible nightmares.
I started drinking a lot.
I guess I never recognized it in myself.
It all starts with going to the VA. There's a whole community of veterans that just want to help you out.
It's for the guys who couldn't come back, so you owe it to them to live well, because they're not here with their families.
Visit maketheconnection.net.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
We are back. It's ESPN 1700 AM, the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White. In studio, Cornerstone Wealth Management, Chris and Ryan Meacham, enlightening us about some of their unique investment opportunities, as well as Miles Hubers, loan officer extraordinaire. All right, Miles, no ratio loan. Let's propose a scenario. Let's say I'm a average guy, make a good living, but I decide, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to move to Hawaii. I'm going to take a whole year off in Hawaii, take my whole family over there, just not do anything. Let's say I make $22,000 that year, not doing anything, just sitting on a beach in Hawaii. I come back to the States. Now I got to buy a house. Let's say I want to buy a house in Encinitas. I don't know, maybe $1.3 million, something like that. I can't show tax returns. I got no tax returns because I've been sitting on a beach drinking Mai Tais.
But now you got a good job.
Now I got a good job. Let's hope. And I'm in a situation here where maybe I'm in escrow already.
Traditional banking, you know, they want 2 years minimum.
They're looking at tax returns. They're looking to find out what I made last year. And it's not going to work. So through this no-ratio loan program, do I understand it right that the tax returns are not so important? How does that work?
Well, that's a good question. And like we mentioned earlier, remember the old stated income days where you had no cash reserves? Okay, that's what got us in trouble and there's no recourse. Today, it's a lot smarter on the guidelines. You have to have 30% down,
okay,
720 FICO, which is a really good credit score, and 1 year's cash reserves. Okay, so it's an equity-based loan on cash, credit, and reserves.
So say them one more time.
You have to have 30% down,
okay,
a 720 FICO,
okay,
which is good credit, and 1 year's cash reserves.
And nobody cares about tax returns.
You know, most people that are self-employed, we're not looking at your debt to income. You know, they might be writing off their cars and entertainment and things like that. So a lot of people are self-employed. We don't look at the net income.
So there's a slight increase in the requirements. So I would say there's normally four requirements. You mentioned three: credit score, cash reserves, and down payment.
Right.
And traditionally, we think for the fourth being tax returns, approvable income, they're each a little bit lower. But I think what you're doing is you're bumping up the requirements slightly, being credit score a little bit higher. 700
is required. 720
is pretty
darn good. 720, right?
Yep.
And
30%
down.
30% down. A little bit more than normal.
Also remember, 30% down in today's market where, you know, the real estate market's gone down substantially in the last 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. right? So,
but it's not a huge difference in down payment. It's a little bit more as a compensating factor.
No, it used to be no money down.
Well, okay, but I mean, I think we'd argue that that was not normal.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
So, yeah.
And now cash reserves.
And
One year's cash reserve.
Compensating factors.
Right.
Makes a lot of sense. And this loan will go up to what amount?
$5 million.
Only $5 million?
Yeah.
Well, that would be enough.
Well, I got a question. What kind of rate are we talking about? I mean,
well, on those no ratio loans, I have a 3, 5, and 7 year. Okay. Interest only. And they start at 2.75 and go to 3.5. So they're very good rates.
Bunch of points up front?
It depends on the better your FICO score. Most of them are no points.
Interest only keeps the payment down.
Yeah. You could go principal and interest only, but a lot of the clients like to go interest only because money's so cheap today.
Negative amortization?
No.
Okay.
No negam.
Right. So, I mean, you know, you talked briefly a little bit about this HARP 3.0.
Right.
You know, we're sitting on the sidelines thinking, hey, HARP 2.0 was great. Even if you don't know what HARP 2.0, it doesn't matter. It's still available to you. HARP 3.0, when it comes out, is going to offer some unique aspects to it as well, right?
Yeah. Actually, yesterday I sent Ryan an article about HARP 3.0 being in Congress. Here's the difference. If your loan is serviced by Fannie Freddie and you're upside down, you can do the HARP 2.0. I had a client the other day call me. And his house is at 8%. Okay.
And what you mean by HARP, you can do the HARP 2.0, what you mean is you can refinance.
Yeah, you can refi, I'm sorry, when you're upside down. On the HARP 3.0, it wouldn't be limited to loans that are serviced by Fannie Freddie. So I had a client the other day that called me, and he owes $1.5 million on his house, and his house is worth $1 million.
Oof.
Now, he's at 8%.
Oof.
And he doesn't want to foreclose, and he doesn't want to ruin his credit.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to refi. He doesn't qualify for HARP 2.0 because his loan's too big. If HARP 3.0 came out, he would qualify. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. So he refinances and they loan him money. It's more money than this home's worth.
Yeah, he's currently upside down.
And they've thrown out the appraisal.
Yep.
They say, you know what, you're already on the hook with this thing. We're going to back this thing anyway.
Well, the philosophy behind it kind of makes sense. If he's making his payment and has been late at 8%, if we drop him to 3.5 or 4, we drop his payment in half.
Mm-hmm.
The house doesn't go into foreclosure,
mm-hmm.
and he's saving money. And the money he saves, he might spend to create jobs.
So this money's coming from government financing,
it's government backed.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, Chris, you had some questions for Miles Huber's a little bit about.
Yeah, I was
passing notes
you.
Over there.
Yes. Any PMI on those loans?
If you had PMI, you'll still have it. If you didn't have PMI, you won't have it.
Interesting.
And PMI is private mortgage insurance.
And this is the HARP we're talking about.
Yes.
Now. Got it. So it seems like obviously you do the conventional stuff, 417, 80% LTV, the vanilla loans. Of course, they're out there. But really, it seems like you've touched on some very unique situations where what I have found in the upper end marketplace, the people that are buying those homes aren't the widget maker. They're the people who own the company that makes widgets. Being that's the case, they don't really receive a W-2 income. They'll receive 1099. And they can afford to employ CPAs to make their tax returns very much non-sexy, meaning that qualifying based on those, pretty tough. So a perfect candidate for the no-ratio loan, and we'd consider that kind of be the upper echelon of what's out there. But also, you've got something for the other end of the spectrum. Those people with almost nothing to put down. FHA Access can really get a 3% grant. It's a grant, right?
Well, you put a half of 1% down.
Half of 1%. Thank right. you. But it's a 3% grant.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so a FHA loan, 96.5% plus your 3% grant leaves you with only 0.5% down. That's certainly the other end of the spectrum. And even going even further, there is some hope out there for those of us that are completely upside down in our house.
Yes.
HARP 3.0.
When is that coming out?
Well, I hate to guess. I read an article yesterday that they're hoping within 2 weeks.
Within 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. So HARP 2.0 has been out, you know, probably about 7 months
so
already.
First quarter. I mean,
we're hoping because, you know, that makes sense for a lot of people that are upside down that don't qualify under Fannie Freddie.
Well, I've got some big questions about this HARP 3.0. Mainly, what is it going to do to this real estate market that we're in? I mean, if you're thinking about switching careers right now, get your real estate license, become a mortgage professional, get in the game. These guys are going to make some money here because there's a lot of people out there that want to refinance.
Well, you know, I hate to guess what HARP 3.0 would do, but if someone was making their payment, as I mentioned earlier, at 8%, if we dropped them to 3.5 or 4, they probably would certainly make that. So that would be less real estate for sale, less foreclosures. Mm-hmm. And what they would do with that money is probably spend it or reinvest it.
Pretty exciting.
Right? So
pretty exciting
hopefully
stuff.
That would help the economy.
Does this also work for rental properties?
Yes, income properties also.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Miles Hubers, closed over $3 billion in loans year after year after year, done thousands of them. We're talking about no ratio, no doc, stated income, FHA open access, HARP 3.0, things that you know a lot of people aren't aware of and things that you might think that you don't qualify for. The helpline is 888-551-2593. That's the number. 888-551-2593. If you've got questions, give us a call.
We only have a minute left, guys, but you guys are uniquely paired here, and there's a lot of arbitrage that can go on together. So, Miles, let's say you take some money out of somebody's home. They've got some dead equity in their property. You take some money out of their home for, let's say, 3%? What percent?
Well, it's funny you said that. I took a loan in my house, right? And I took a mortgage. My interest rate's 2.5%. And then after taxes, you know, I'm in the 50% tax bracket, so I'm borrowing money at 1.25%. So for me, it made sense to take money out and invest it in something that gets more like 5 or 6%, you know, making money on my money and diversifying my risk.
So you take money out of your house, hand it over to Cornerstone. They invest it in Elliptigo or a commercial building in Denver,
yeah,
and make returns substantially higher. You're saying 8 to 9 to 10% for your private banking.
Yeah, or you could go more conservative and target 5 to 6%. You're still making a very nice arbitrage on your money.
Well, and that's what banks do. They
nice
make money on
Robert
our money.
Kiyosaki, leverage your real estate.
Certainly. Well, until next week, one more time on the line here with Chris and Ryan Meacham, Cornerstone Wealth Management, and Miles Hubers, loan officer extraordinaire, the helpline, 888-551-2593. Again, 888-551-2593. Until next week.
See you then.